vault that's been used back in the 1940s and 50s for actually storing some of the state's monies. But since we've gone more to electronic today, it is used for the valuables for unclaimed property. It is two floors below the main level. We're going to open it to the public during the week of July 11th. And a very exciting thing is that the first state treasurer's money box from 1818 was discovered. In fact, it was our staff that discovered what it was. And we're going to put the original state treasurer's money box in the vault of the current state treasurer and make it available for the public to view.
Now, you're now using that vault underneath the state house for storing unclaimed property. This is the sort of thing that was left in private safe deposit boxes?
That's correct. So there'll be such things as old baseball cards. There'll be gold coins. There's all kinds of miscellaneous valuables. They're inventoried. They're stored there until we can hopefully identify the rightful owner to those under what's known as the Unclaimed Properties Division within the Illinois State Treasurer's Office.
Now, that's interesting. So these are not properties that the state has totally appropriated. These are things that you're still trying to find the owners of.
That's correct. The state does not own them, but the state is the caretaker for them. And it's a program that's in place that if for some reason some valuables are identified, or even not even valuable, they just have to be any lock box or safety deposit box that has been abandoned, meaning that they have not been in contact with the owner over a 5 to 7 year period, depends on the category, that the institution is then responsible to turn them over to the Illinois State Treasurer. I then am responsible to be the caretaker for those until we find the rightful owner. Now, because of tangible property, it does take up quite a bit of space, that at certain times of the year, certain years, we will actually have to auction off whatever those items are, but we still keep track of the value that was received. Then if we can find the owner to it, then they do go and have the opportunity to receive that. They can go to the Illinois State Treasurer's website and go to the cash dash button there, and one can look up their name to see if they're on the unclaimed properties list. They may find a family member, anything like that, and then go through the paperwork to show that they are the rightful person and the rightful owner, and then we turn the property over to them.
Maybe it would be possible that someone visiting the vault during the week of July 11th may see something they recognize.
Well, we won't actually have everything out on display because there's quite a bit of property there. During the visit to the vault, though, we will have staff and computers set up so that people can look up their own names to see if there's some items that perhaps do belong to them or some of their family members or some of their maybe even passed along or passed away individual. And if they can show that they're the heir to it, we'll work with them to get them properly put back together with their property.
Now, before it was used to store these unclaimed items, this was the vault used to store, I guess, the assets of the state of Illinois.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What sort of form did the assets of the state of Illinois used to be in?
Well, they would be securities, or in some cases they would actually be in gold. Back in the early days, and that's why the original state treasurer's money box of 1818 will actually have on display the scales that were used to weigh the gold coins and the gold dust. Because what happened back in those frontier days, you would have gold coins, but the smart individuals would take knives and shave off the edges of the gold coins to have the gold filings so they could use them for other purposes. So what the treasurer would have to do would be actually to weigh the gold coins to be sure that they had the full content of gold that they were supposed to. So the scales will be there. The original wooden box that was used by the state treasurer will be there. And we're going to have it on display in the vault of the Illinois State Capitol that's being used today.